Welcome to another Foolish Thoughts episode. This is Joe Cibarrone, aka A Fool for Learning, your training and learning consultant. And our foolish thought for today is the buyout, 5 years out, the final episode. At the end of March of 2019, I left my organization after a buyout, and in May of 2020, I did a series of episodes on the buyout, or as my former employer liked to call it, a package, on the things you need to do to prepare yourself for it. Now, it's been 5 years since, and I want to review those thoughts to see if they still hold. Some of these preparations decisions were long-term and some were short-term. And in this last episode, I want to focus on my decision to become a training/learning consultant. As part of my buyout package, my former employer provided me with funds for training, which I could use to attend conferences, learn a new skill, etc. I decided that I wanted to be a learning consultant and therefore attended a variety of conferences and training workshops to refresh my skill set. By attending these workshops and conferences, I plan to continue to be a learning provider who provided general training services to clients. Now, this was not a horrible choice, but I believe I should have done a number of things differently. First, what I should have done was to use the training funds to become certified in one or two products or services, such as an executive coach under a particular brand, or maybe become certified in a particular software, or who knows, maybe even certified in a process like Scrum. In this way, I would have stood out as a specialist. Why? It makes it much easier to sell yourself, and many times, depending upon what you may have been certified in, the brand may provide you with everything you need to do your job, and they may even at times provide you with client leads. So it would have been better for me to be a specialist than a generalist. Second, continuing along this line of a specialist more than a generalist, is that many organizations don't want generalists. They want that specialist. They want someone who is an expert in a particular area. No matter how good you are and how much experience you have, they want a specialist. Third, and this is what made it a little bit more difficult for me, was that I had to start from scratch in building my business network. Remember, in my last organization, my clients were internal, not external. And so I had to knock on lots of doors and attend many networking functions. In fact, I spent a great deal of time and money networking, and yes, many times targeted the wrong type of events and organizations. It was a lesson learned the hard way. Finally, as the saying goes, timing is everything. Within 6 months of advertising myself as a learning consultant, as they say, COVID hit and everything was locked down for months upon months. Organizations which would have used my services as a generalist decided to pull back on training and learning. So, was my decision to be a training/learning consultant a terrible decision? Yes and no. It was not the best decision ever made, but making that decision forced me to do things and to try things that I would never have done otherwise. And to be honest, as I've always said to anyone who's ever asked me, even if this did not work out as I had hoped, it has been a great learning experience for me. Hopefully, I've given you something to think about. And if you learned something from this episode, please take a moment to like, comment, subscribe, or maybe even share with a friend. To learn more about A Fool for Learning and how I can assist you and your organization with an appropriate learning solution to meet your business needs, please visit my website at afoolforlearning.com. This is Joe Cibarrone, the CEO of A Fool for Learning signing out. Remember, learn, perform, succeed.